Extension has four institutes, and so within those four institutes, it has programming in all those different areas. So children and youth, 4-H, it has Health and Nutrition Institute, and also Greening. So within those institutes, just so many programs and so many people that not only serve the UP, serve the Eastern UP, but also through the state. So we can bring up people from campus maybe with different programming, and work with the educators that are here locally, or we have local programs too, just in our specific area.
Is this a primarily agricultural focus, or is it more than that?
That's a good question. A lot of people think of us as ag being the first thing, which, you know, it is, but we basically education. So it's education in any one of those institutes. So it's health, youth, anything within that. But we're here to educate in all the counties in the state.
Well, one of the folks that does do the education is MSU Extension educator Brian Wibby, who's also with us in the studio. Brian, I know you got a couple of programs that are coming up that you want folks to know about. What's on your docket?
Yeah, so the program that's coming up first is the Michigan ballot forums. So we've got three different ballot proposals on the elections in November. We're going to be hosting forums throughout the state of Michigan where folks can learn about what is going to be on the ballot, learn what a yes or no vote means on the proposals, and you know how that's going to impact the state.
When's one coming up that folks need to know about in our area?
So the one in Marquette will be tomorrow night, actually, okay. at 6 o'clock at NMU's LRC in room 109. It's a free program. Anyone who wants to come can.
This is a good example. I think that it's kind of like, as I just talked with Aaron about how I asked about agriculture. Well, ballot proposals, you know, this isn't really an agricultural focus. This is more of the state legislation and laws. That fits into that kind of well, doesn't it, in terms of getting out of the idea of it being agricultural research?
Yeah, MSU Extension really brings the resources and knowledge of Michigan State University as a whole out into the community. That's what the university was founded on, and that's the work that Extension does. So in this case, you know, public policy is a big part of the work that we do, helping communities to achieve the goals that they want to, and citizens as well. So
it's a good opportunity to do that. Again, that forum is coming up when?
That's tomorrow night, Tuesday evening, at 6 to 8:30 p.m. at NMU.
At their LRC, at the library building.
That's right.
Brian, you have another event coming up that you want to make sure people know about. What's on the schedule?
Yeah, so the other program that we have coming up is called the Marquette County Go Lead Youth Leadership Institute. And what the program is, it's going to be a really fun and engaging experience for youth to learn some leadership skills, communication skills, and also learn how they can make a difference, a positive difference here in their own community. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be coming up in November. We're really excited to be launching that here for the first time.
Is that a longer form program, or is it not just one night or something, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's going to take place over two weekends in November. So it'll start November 2nd, which is a Friday. They'll meet on Friday night, all day Saturday, the next day, and then again November 16th and 17th.
And how do folks get signed up for that?
They can call the office and talk with me. They can also register online. If you go onto the MSU website and search Marquette County Go Lead, it'll take you to the registration page.
So start there, and you'll have the phone numbers and all of that there as well.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, Erin Carter also in the studio with us today. She's district director with MSU Extension. And Erin, the message is that there's a lot of different programs going on with MSU Extension that it's not really what you might have thought it was, right?
Right, exactly. Just programming going on in health. We're doing so many things with child and youth and 4-H, but also it's been really interesting to go out to Chatham Farm and see the research that's going on there. They're looking at so many different things, looking at where's the best place to grow soybeans and where's the best place to have potatoes, looking at barley and all the different things that go along with that. It's really actually very fascinating, and if people are interested too, they could actually sign up and get a tour of Chatham Farm and be able to see those the people in action.
Well, if people have questions, they want to find out more about all of these programs that you do, what's the best way to find out more to get the ball rolling?
Probably the best way is to go on the website, and what they could do is look up North Farm, or they could look up Chatham Farm, and then get in touch with the individuals that are out there so they could get a tour that way. Otherwise, they can look up msu.edu/msue, and they can go there too also to find out all the programming that's offered in all institutes.
Plenty of things happening with Michigan State University Extension. Aaron Carter joining us, District Director with MSU Extension, and Brian Wibby, MSU Extension Educator. Brian, again, that forum on the ballot proposals is coming up when and where?
Tonight it'll be held in Sault Ste. Marie as well as Houghton. And tomorrow night, Tuesday night, it'll be held here in Marquette at Northern Michigan University.
What time is that getting started?
6 p.m.